and desert, jungles and skies, wars everywhere, hidden by ties. You can start in the homestead, father and son, mother and daughter, up in arms, all around it harms. It could show itself in a friend's eye, when a word put out of place, uncalled for, the white back flies. War against your addiction, war against your pain, when you're suffering I can see your gain. War is everywhere, hidden by ties. For a good night's sleep, I'll give up my for a good night's sleep, I'll give up my despise. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. And next up, we have Tina Pascoe. Yay!
Thank you. Reverend Paul. I have a good friend of mine, her father, who was an absolutely wonderful man, died last week. So I wrote this for him. It's kind of not quite first draft, not quite final draft. It's called With Amazing Grace, for Jim Mack. We cannot plan for the swift death, the lightning bolt that catches you unawares, the branch that knocks you dead, though you hadn't even noticed that there were trees on the street. But what about the death announced? The 2 week, 6 month, 2 year non-renewable lease? Should we not consider such things? How much pain? How much disfigurement can I bear? How much? Will I go gently or raging, cringing or smiling, at peace with living or at war with dying? Or rather, with amazing grace, choose to open the door when death comes knocking, like a great actor chooses to depart the stage before the final curtain. Like a great actor chooses to depart the stage before the final curtain falls, so as to leave the theater to the sound of applause.
Thank you, Tina. Next we have Mary O'Connell.
Mary. Well, this is a bit of propaganda for the Blackpool Post Office to stay in the village. You often hear Unpost doing ads, and they say, Unpost, do more. So that's the title of the poem, only do more has a lot of exclamation marks after it. Unpost, do more. Our post office has been hijacked by officials from Unpost. There was little consultation and a total breach of trust. The glue of the community for the past 100 years is a place to draw the pension, settle bills and clear arrears, where friends can congregate and chat as good as any pub. Unpost now want to close it down, forgetting it's the hub of business, trade and enterprise that keeps Blackpool alive. Without this healthy turnover, the village can't survive. The shopping centre is too far for those who need a stick, but the powers that be won't listen. Their skulls are far too thick. The people from the area are going to make a stand. We'll march and protest openly. It won't be underhand. If officials won't see reason and force us to retreat, we can still remain unbeaten by voting with our feet.
Thank you, Mary. We have Richard Keane.
Being the month in February and the 14th coming the pilots and part of the mini-slam that we're kind of working on for the 16th, I was thinking about love and things like that, which is something I don't do too often. But I have a little quandary with the title of this one, so you might let me know afterwards what you think is the better title. The options are Love Lost in Lust or The Soft Side of an Alpha Male. Love lost in lust, loins eager to bid you, need of you, urges me well past any reasonable thought that would consider your reciprocation. There's no patience in the fulfillment of my desire. You make it easier for me to be the man I am, faulted and flawed, than the man I should be, contorting to fit their social constraints, compliant. The games they create are not for me, denying their natural animalistic passions, in public at least, the facade preserved, the plumage preened, perfection, the dance, the courtship, the rules of engagement, too much to consider. You are my love, my muse, my heart and soul, and I am acutely aware that I do not tell you enough just how much I love you in my life. It's on my own when I am alone that my lust for you fades to remember love, in appreciating how your presence in my world makes it so much better. In your understanding of my needs, I am nurtured, your tolerance of my ways humbling. You have so much more than me in so many ways. You bring the things I have not and make me whole, complete. Know that I do love you and will forever, even when we part, as I'm sure someday we will.
Thank you, Richard. Next we have Emily Davis Fletcher.
This is called Irresistible Red Door. We match the color to a perfume ad. Paint our front door unbloom red. No need for a welcome mat. Now I dust for company. Telepathic as bees. Someone to surprise me when I sweep. Maybe a movie star moving as carefree as stars fall into trees. On the other side of the fence. Close to hitting our backyard. Broken swing. Rock and roll digging up the plastic rows. Punctuating some careless robin's grave. I wish on the first star I see. When the day breaks down, pushes the sun over edge. Mom hurries us indoors as the sky comes down with pox. We close curtains, move tall furniture in front of windows. Regret scratches on the wood floor from invisible claws, but not enough. I dress warmly for bed, socks and scarf to ward off bites from spiders, vampires. While Laura whines, she can't breathe, wants to sleep alone. But I'm older, smaller, remind her to hug me, till the soft churn of her thumb sucking lulls me to forget. Ghosts slipping through the crack of her bedroom door, fleeing light, tense and broken. Mom breaks promises to sleep between us, positions herself between front and back doors, coiled on the sofa, phone in hand, ready for unexpected company, not the kind we clean for. Chops her last ghost in the ceiling fan. Prays for Paula to answer her call for cigarettes. I wake in the dark to footsteps, deep voices, flashlights sparring in the yard. Memory paints the front door and the floor like a red carpet for cops. To match feelings, Mom unlocked, opened, expecting Paula, who always tapped the highest pane like a wine glass, to interrupt with jokes or blessings. The cops bring back rock and roll. Say if it wasn't for her, they never would have caught him. 4 years in jail, he mails videos of his band, playing all along the watchtower. We scream over his guitar, while rock and roll pins back her ears. Mom accepts collect calls, then we pretend to move. Put the phone in Uncle Jeff's name. Escape the bill. I miss Mass, the first 15 minutes in class. Each morning, Sister Rosella says I need a wake-up call, an earlier bedtime. I stare at the wall, bounce back the same false confession about our car. I tell Mom to paint the front door blue.
Thank we have Claire Liu.
This emptiness. This emptiness. Fragility. Fear of hole in the head. I'd rather be dead than drip-fed bitterness in continuous waves. Crouching, naked, limp in the sea, I let loneliness flood over me until the nothingness repairs the outer parts, the inner cerebral workings, feelings filtered out. Many crescent moons ago, as remembered togetherness fills the cracks in my longing, moon sleeps dull on waves, erasing in slumber the parts I wish to forget. Awake, surrendered, rocking in slumped form in the wine-splattered, cat-scratched upholstery chair that long ago housed intimacy, now despair. I hear the pelt of waves outside on the veranda, singing in the ear of a hangover. Focusing as 9-inch nails hypnotise on the kitchen stereo in this West Cork beach house with slanting cat eyes cold by absent fire, I remember you in pounding thrusts of scattered imagery from youth ticked by. Secure in the openness of feeling invisible, my vitriol still without gathering dust, I look for someone to blame, shattered, helpless, in this frozen pendulum sway. Red wine left to decay, cigarette burnt fray of blanket hope. I slip back to the sand on bare toes to find the place which will mark my grave. Disbelief fires out of a loaded gun. In the soft lull of biting air, with my thoughts of repair switched to revenge, I aim at self-disgust. Take me out of this embryo, I begged, on the phone once more, in the resigned whisper of a Wuthering Heights ghost. No voice came back to my dismay. It was all that could have been. Burst of red, purple, blue in eyes and you, slipping bloodied out of clarity. Pain sharp as frenzied September wasp stings, I slip slowly into dust in a sense of cocooned peace.
Thank you, Claire. Just two more left for the night. Kieran McCartan, please.
Thanks a lot. Vermin. It's not that I worry, it's that I live in fear. Where are we going in our hurry? What's there that isn't here? What are these straight lines, markings on a page, of roads and oil rigs and mines, of coal and gold and age? And fly them like a banner, a flag of burning progress. Coast to coast we pad her, and with our righteous hands we bless. We have lost our place in nature, and we are proud to let it go. Nature is uncivilized, surely by now you should know. Eager, eager, keen and keen, a burning need to define. Scared of all you haven't been, with a need to claim what's mine. A terminal restlessness, lust for an absolute truth. Oh, the science, oh, the progress. What is passion? What is youth? Now science can name our brain. What need have we for thinking? How we've become so tame, with a cheap answer for every inkling. The blues and reds of the sky pale into grey, the calm night of seeing eye give way to itching day. Go red, go on red, break green, break on green. You've heard what they have said, you've seen what they have seen.
Thanks, Kieran. And the last reader for tonight, please, could we welcome Joe Harding?
Thank you. satisfied it was the head here for me, because it's the first of February, spring. I noticed that my best friend's birds hadn't been coming around because they're too busy regenerating, filling the nests. This is called announced spring. Announced spring to me, like a starving swallow, crazily jetting over waking fields, hoovering the unsuspecting. Announced spring to me, like the yellow crocus chattering through the snow with its dumb backward beak. Announced spring to me, rooks in iced fields, beetling for grubs with their grey sledgehammers. Announced spring to me, thrush on your tip-top branch, lark of the winter serenading. Announced spring to me, red admiral inside my window, a pale fire surely to be quenched. Announced spring to me, dawn chorus, I rejoin you in the hedges and the trees like Sweeney announcing. Thanks.